Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light.
Many a mariner has scanned the horizon for the beam of light that signals the presence of dangerous shoals. Some of these sailors may have offered up a prayer of thanks to St. Venerius, the patron saint of lighthouse keepers. May holds the annual feast day of Venerius. No one's quite sure how this Catholic bishop from Milan became associated with the solitary folk who shine a light on the dangerous outcroppings of the seas. Lighthouses have been around for ages before Venerius died in the 5th century. The most celebrated, of course, the 40-story-plus lighthouse of Alexandria. One of the seven wonders of the ancient world, it marked the Egyptian port with a beacon that reflected fire off a giant mirror. To help ships navigate during the day, some lighthouses are painted with distinctive patterns. At night, lighthouses send out different flash patterns called their characteristic. Sailors can consult a chart to figure out their position based on the pattern of alternating light and darkness and the different colors of light they see. Nowadays, it's the job of the Coast Guard to make sure the lights are on in the more than 300 remaining American lighthouses. And they've taken a load off the shoulders of St. Venerius. The traditional profession of lighthouse keeper became obsolete in the U.S. when the last light was automated in 1998. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.